Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Fett. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will, turn up your radio. This is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ain't that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at @HotSugarTea. And now, back to your program.
This is Layla Price, and you'll listen to Hot Sugar Tea.
Hey, hello everybody. Welcome to an all new episode of Hot Sugar Tea. This is your boy Ralph. It is Friday, August 31st. It's the last day of the last weekend of the summer, the last holiday of the summer. Now, I know everybody's trying to get in those barbecues and the last minute red light jam parties and cookouts and pool parties. Everybody's trying to get in right now. So I'm glad. Thank you for all to listen to our show tonight. I have our host, India Morrell, on the line right now. India.
Oh my gosh, I'm on mute. The whole time I'm on mute.
Oh my gosh.
Hey guys. So my voice is going away because I've been talking and talking and talking. So my voice is going away. So I'm gonna be very delicate with my voice. So just letting you guys know.
That means no yelling tonight. No cursing people out.
No. No, I can't do any of that tonight.
Okay.
So I'm trying to keep it like it's just happening as we speak, you guys. So. Oh, I don't have it. Sorry. So I'm so sorry, you guys, that my voice is sounded like a disaster tonight. But Ralph, you'll hold it down. You go ahead and tell everybody what we need to know, and then I'll just keep going in and out with you.
Okay. All right, then we have a few interesting topics for tonight's show. We have a few interesting topics of discussion, I mean, as far as subject matter. But I do have one particular topic that I would like to bring to ask the question to our listeners tonight. And it was something I was thinking about the other day after, as you all know, we have already talked about this incident with Cam Starrs, Jenny Blige, and Ginger Banks in their first attempt at making a mainstream porno film, and some of the allegations that Jenny Blige made. And this has started making me think about it after I saw that now the article or her statements have gotten into the mainstream press, such as the New York Post. It made me start thinking, is there a Me Too movement imminent in the porn business? You know, because Hollywood is in the middle of the Me Too movement. You know, you had the charges levied against Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby and God knows who else. It seems like every day someone else is being implicated in this of something sexually inappropriate or sexual misconduct or something. Now, in the porn business, I mean, because this is that deals with sex. But is there a Me Too movement imminent in our business? Because there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes, a lot of ways deals are made, a lot of ways that people hang out, where sex is just as easy in the business as it is somebody working in McDonald's and somebody saying, hey, you need to drop fries. So that's the actual question. Then I think the sub question is, if a Me Too movement does happen in our business, would anybody legitimately care? Would it really make any kind of impact the way it has in Hollywood?
I think it will.
So, well, that's what we're going to discuss tonight. And I would like to get some phone calls about that particular subject because I know a lot of people sit back and say, hey, you know, why are you guys complaining? You have sex and, you know, you get paid for it and it's all great. And as I said before, there's a lot of things that go into the behind the scenes that a lot of the normal fans are never, ever aware of because they're never there. They're never on a film set. They're never in a convention. Or they come to the convention, they see the improv. You're not at the after parties. You're not in the private parties. You're not in the exclusive parties, things of that nature. You're not there. So sometimes things do go on. And even though it may seem all like fun and games, but could all these things be under the banner of sexual misconduct? No. Are we ready for a Me
Too? You're right.
A Me Too movement. So that's our question of the night. But we got a couple of other topics of discussion to come up as the show goes on tonight. Now, we're going to try to take it easy on India. We're not going to try to get her too riled up so she can save her voice. Save her voice
yes,
next week.
I have to save my voice, guys.
Yes. So that's really our show for today. We're still basking in the afterglow of the Urban X Awards. The Urban X Awards have been getting a lot of press lately as to what went down, who won, the parties, the fashions. I am still finishing with the Pope photos. I do have some photos available online now. There have been some photos released. But I think as our wrap-up for the summer, next Friday, we will have, because it gives India a chance to see all the pictures, we will have a best and worst dress of the Urban X Awards. Look at some of the fashions. Were people coming out looking like hoochie mamas, or were they coming out looking like runway stars? That's the question. So you're going to want to know, because we will be having a best dressed from the red carpet of last week's Urban X Awards.
Like we do every year.
Yes. And like I always say, remember, it's never personal. It is not personal. We're just stating our opinion of who was looking good and who was looking ratchet, who don't need help and who needs some help badly.
Get that game.
Exactly.
And you know what? I think at the end of the day, Ralph, it's opinion. It doesn't matter. You know, it's just our opinion.
Exactly. It don't matter. We're also lining up some guests. Well, you know, I mean, I thought about that because I mean, when I was in California, you know, some of the clothing in California, like I, all right, for example, last year when I went to one of, when I went to the Every Next Day party, I wore, and I was looking at what I wore last year, and I was like, I would never wear that here on the East Coast. I basically had some tan shorts. I had shoes with black socks, but I had this pink polo shirt. And I was just, I mean, I thought I looked okay, but people say, oh, Ralph, you look like you're very California. And I was like, what the hell does that mean? Like, you just fit out here. Like, it's nothing. But I was thinking, I'm like, Then I'm looking back at it, and I said, well, it was 90-something degrees, and I was kind of cool, but still. It's... So I know sometimes that also has, I don't know how much, but I think sometimes that also has a play in how people dress when they come in the red carpet, depending on where you're at. Yeah, like, I'm sure if you come to New York, you're going to dress like, you know, you dress to kill. Whereas if you go to someplace like a Miami, you're dressed more for comfort and coolness. The same thing with Los Angeles, comfort and coolness compared to being dressed to kill. You know, in New York, you may come busting out in the fur and the, you know, the scarves and the long sleeves and, you know, and the dresses with the long trail. Whereas in Florida, maybe you want something
Vegas,
short.
Or in Vegas. They're more naked, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. So I think that's all up to the eyes of the beholder.
Different.
Yeah. But me, I thought everybody looked good on the red carpet. I really didn't see nothing that was, like, too outlandish. Not like last year. Certainly not like I saw at the EVN in January. I didn't see nothing to say, oh, no, honey. You need to go on the gong show. No, I really didn't see anybody dressed too badly.
I think people have been coming enough to see what they should wear.
Right. Right.
So that sums up. Everybody's been coming enough to know, you know, okay, I'm going to wear this. I need to be a little more dressy for this. So.
Exactly. You know, so that's something we're going to have next week. I mean, I'm also looking to, because we're going to have a guest this week. Unfortunately, she's tied up with a few things, so we're going to push that back to next week. This upcoming Wednesday, I am going to say who our guest is. I think she's gonna be a great guest. That's what I think. I think she's gonna be a great guest. But I'm looking forward to that one. And I got a couple of days coming up in the next couple of weeks. You know, we're still gonna start gearing up towards Exotica in November. I'm looking to get a few other people. I'm looking to get one person in particular, an acquaintance of mine by the name of Damon Feldman. I want to get him on the show because this gentleman, he is a gentleman, if anybody ever heard of Celebrity Boxing, he's the brains behind that whole thing with the Celebrity Boxing. Well, in November, he is having his next Celebrity Boxing match, and the main event is the Battle of the Reality Stars. In the red corner, I got to be like Michael, what's his name, Michael Rooker? In the red corner, hailing from L.A., weighing in at 115 pounds, is Team Mom Farrah Abraham. And in the blue corner, you know, hailing from, I don't know where she comes from, but basically the fight is Battle of Reality Stars. In one corner, it's going to be Team Mom Farrah Abraham. And the other corner will be the winner of, I think, Season 2 of Flavor of Love, Hoops. That is their main event card, right? So that's going down November 10th in Atlantic City. They've already had the press conference. They're going to have another press conference coming up, I think, in Las Vegas about the fight. Then the fight will happen on August 10th. Now, they put it out the other day that they've been looking to get a guest referee for the fight. And from what I read, that Farrah Abraham's people have reached out to 50 Cent to be the guest referee for the fight. That might be kind of cool. Right? I have my own ideas of who, because I'm like, if you're going to keep a reality, then you need to be another someone in reality. Like, could the guest referee be New York?
That would be good.
That might be, that might be interesting. I mean,
she
might be crazy.
Because her and Hoops don't really get along.
Exactly. So, like, could it be a fixed fight, you know, where you, like, you know, she's like, you know, every little thing Hoops does is a problem, and she's knocking off points, and she's trying to sabotage the fight because she's looking. I mean, don't get me wrong. If this was something that was going to be, like, for comedic effect, then yeah. But Damon is a very serious guy. He's not trying to do this for no comedic effect. He is a legitimate boxer. He used to box. I think he actually has a match coming up in October, if I'm not mistaken. He's training now to go back into the ring. So he's not taking this, doing this as a joke. He's ready to go. So
this is not for show.
Yeah, this ain't for VH1. This is for ESPN or HBO. That's who this is for.
I can't believe that Tara is even signed up to do this.
And you know, I saw some of the footage from the press conference. She does not look like threatening, you know. I don't get me wrong. I know looks are always deceiving, and who knows? I mean, behind closed doors, she could be a badass. You know, I don't think she is, but she could.
I'm gonna tell you something. That girl got so many issues. She probably want to take a lot of steam out on who I don't know. She looked like she's just always mad, and you know, something's always wrong with her. She's always yelling at her dad and her mom. So I don't know.
Yeah, but I still think that's just for TV. I don't really think that it's for in real life. That's really how she is. But, I mean, but who knows? I mean, you could be right, totally right. You know, she could be batshit crazy.
You don't
all
think
the time.
She's really like that? I think really like that in real life.
See, I don't know because I mean I've met Farrah Abrahams before. I mean,
okay.
I mean, she was at the AVN Expo like 2 years ago.
Okay.
And she now when I met her, she was calm, she was kind.
Okay.
She was being heckled. Some porn stars are very adamant. Yes, I mean, some porn stars are very adamant for someone that claims that they're not really in the business. They don't know how they felt that they were being manipulated by porn. Then why are you at a porn convention doing autographs for money? Why are you here? You know. So some porn stars that were there at the AVN were heckling her. And now she didn't go mad. She didn't get mad. She didn't want to fight. She didn't do nothing. She just kind of like smiled and walked and kept on walking. Now, who
so
knows? Like,
mm-hmm. You think that Farrah puts on an act. You don't think that she's really like that.
I think that it's strictly an act for television. Or it's either an act for television or it's an act for attention. I just think that in real, real life that she's nowhere near that. But I don't know. I don't know. That's just the impression I have from that 10 minutes that she was standing in my face. Now, like I said, now 15 minutes after that, when I might have a whole different stance on that particular subject.
Right.
I would just say, oh yeah, this bitch crazy.
Right.
You know, she not only is she crazy, but she needs she needs meds. I don't know.
I think that she's really like that. I don't know. My opinion, I think she's crazy. She got issues. Because her family, you got to look at where she comes from. They have like some dysfunctional. And I always thought, why is she so mad at them? And you got to look closer to a child that definitely crying out for help. What is she so mad for? I don't think we really heard the whole story with this. Because it seems like she's so angry. And it seems like what I get is when I get older, I'm going to get as far away from you guys as possible, right? She's making all the money now. Her parents are divorced or split up. You know, they were married for years. They both with somebody different. Farrah is the breadwinner, you know. And I don't know. She don't really like her parents that much. And even though If you just look at, like, I don't think they're not active like that. Like, from the get-go, from day one, just look at the show when she first came on. As a child, she did not like her parents. And anybody who's watching Mom, I am a Teen Mom watcher, and I noticed that. And I'm like, what is the story with this child? Why is she so mad at them? You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But I think, you know, her fighting Hoops, I don't think that's really, like, Hoops is definitely going to whip her ass. But I think that, like, somebody else, she could be a contender with, but with Hoops, is like, it don't even match up for me. But somebody, because Farrah, she got a lot of frustration, you know. She get in relationships, they don't stick. And then the whole porn thing, it's like she got a lot of stuff, it, you know what I'm saying, to fight for. So I can see her getting mad, and but I don't see her being a fighter, though. You get what I'm saying? So it's kind of weird. She's kind of more like the crazy person. I don't think she's like a fighter. She's like the person that you don't want to go to sleep in the house with versus somebody trying to kick your ass. She's just the person you don't want to go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Because she might do, like, you know, she might have a, yeah, I don't know. Like, or she might put something, cook something, and put something in your food. I don't know. Like, she seems like, I'm not saying she seems like that type, but she's a little, extra.
So, you know, it's funny that you're saying it. I had bought the movie I, Tonya, like a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
And I finally got a chance to sit back and watch it, right? And I actually liked it. I mean, if those don't know, it's a story about Tonya Harding when she was going out for the Olympic team and how her husband tried to cripple Nancy Kerrigan or take her out, eliminate her. You think Farrah Abrahams could pull a Tonya Harding? Like,
no,
try to do something in the Hoops, like, you know, slip something in her water, or, you know, something like that to gain the advantage?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm talking about somebody like I don't think she would do it for that type of thing, the fight. No, I don't think that type of thing. But, like, for something in a relationship, I don't know, y'all. You get what I'm saying? She just seemed a little kooky. That's just that's just my thought. And when somebody is in that much pain and they're going through that much, you know, dealing with that much stress and whatever it is she's going through, you never know. So you never know what a person might do. So I cannot even sit in this position and say what she wouldn't do.
True.
Because we don't know. So.
Well, we're going to have to wait and see. And that fight is going to happen, like I said, it's going to happen November 10th this year in Atlantic City. It should be a very interesting fight. I mean, I'm looking to see what the rest of the card is, who else, any other celebrities are going to be on the card. I think Damon does a very good job. And I know in the past, because China was on that, she fought Joey Buttafuoco. I know about a couple of years ago, Damon was trying to put this fight together where it was supposed to be George Zimmerman first it was supposed to fight T.I. T.I. wanted to fight him. And then we had the thing like
we
had China fight him. I think Coolio wanted to fight him. I mean basically everybody wanted to fight George Zimmerman. Because it was just like, you know, because it was just like,
now,
how is
this
guy
the guy that's doing it?
Yeah, it's the same guy that's doing it.
Now, who's the guy who is the guy, that's your friend, right?
Yeah, he's an acquaintance of mine.
Okay, so I told you guys the story of a long time ago. I don't know how I know, is this Corey, that's his name? I don't know how we know each other. I don't know what the connection is. But when that fight was happening, I remember Dollhouse Radio definitely reaching out to him. Because he was a promoter, correct? And we reached out to him to tell him, I do not think that's in your best interest to do that. And I remember that. Because it was a big debate online. It was a big what did they have? They had everybody was trying to get it, you know, the fight, like, you know, taken down, and they didn't want it. So they did, oh, I'm sorry, not a poll, but what is the other thing other than a poll? they wanted.
Well, it was a poll.
What is it? Well, it
wasn't
a poll. Because a poll doesn't. No, the other thing, if they enough signatures, what is the other one? That's a poll. A poll,
yeah,
is just
poll.
How many people want something or somebody, like if people want something or don't want something, but that's not going to get it snatched.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it, I forget. It's on the top of my head. Dang, you guys. I know somebody out there is saying it, and we can't hear you guys. But anyways, we definitely reached out and said, look, you cannot make this fight happen because it's not a good look for you, and people are going to look at you like you're sponsoring and putting money into this murderer's pocket.
And that's exactly, I think that's exactly,
you know,
why it was canceled, because a lot of people were saying, like, you know, like first, you're giving this murderer of this young, of this boy, this young man,
yes,
who killed someone in cold-blooded, not only are you putting money into his pocket, you're kind of like glorifying him, and you're making him a celebrity when he really isn't.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
You know, he was much more of a, I don't really know, like he's not a celebrity, but then again he was, but he is for a really horrible reason. You know, infamous of killing somebody. That's not a celebrity. But people were treating him like he was a celebrity. And that's the part I think a lot of people had the biggest problem with.
Yeah, I have a big problem with it. I mean, it's the same thing with the other guy who long time ago killed all those people. What's the white guy name? And so many people liked him, even until he died. With the white man in the 70s.
In the 70s?
The killer.
Well, there was
the
a couple. You had
well,
the son of Sam.
Well, the main one.
Oh, God, the dude in California. Oh,
I'm not talking about him. No, anyway.
Oh, my.
No, we're not talking about the Night Stalker. I'm talking about the one that's more, well, he was in California, too, but he's not from California. But that person, like that same guy, like, you know, that murderer, everybody, he had women come into court for him. Like, falling for him. Like, women wanted to marry this dude. You know? And I think that the media, we have to be responsible at some point and say that, you know, we have to watch what you do and how you, you know, like, promote someone or talk about someone. Because what happens is you are glorifying these people. You are.
Mm-hmm.
You are putting them in a position where they become a celebrity. And that's a problem. You know?
Right. Oh, wait, are we thinking about Charles Manson?
That's what I'm talking about. Because he did go to California. He was trying to be an actor or in the music or something like that. I really don't know his stupid story, but... I know he was trying to be in show business, and I think it was music, too, because from my understanding, he did do something, if it was writing or something.
Right.
I don't know the story, you guys, but Charles Manson, he had so many women who just believed in him, and they believed what he was doing was okay. So you get what I'm saying? And I think it's the same way with the Zimmerman guy. You know, people supported him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't remember. They remember they gave him was it a GoFundMe or something? When all this was happening, he had a GoFundMe. And for us to just sit back and see that, like, you never seen that before. And that, to me, I looked at it like I couldn't believe that. A child has just died. and you are saying that it's okay and we're more worried about this man's survival and his fees and this and that, like, really? So it lets you know way back then that when they say all lives matter, that's not true.
I don't get that
because
either.
It was no GoFundMe page for the, you know, for the Martin, you know, Trayvon Martin's parents, not at the time by the same people. It would have been different if these same people said, you know what, we just believe in what's right is right. What's been done, what's been done. We want to do what's right going forward. So we want to start funds for both sides. Then I can see, like, okay, nobody's taking sides. But they took sides.
Right.
And that was, that's where the race, that's, and if you notice, that's when we saw a lot of the racism coming back to America, even though it's been here. It's been here, but it was not so blatant in your face until that happened.
Agreed. Agreed. You know, I know a lot of these serial killers, when they wound up, you know, going to jail, these women follow them, like the Menendez brothers, Ted Bundy, you know, some, the son of Sam, all of a sudden, all these women like, oh, my God, I'm in love with him. Like, you're never going to see this guy. You're never going to hug this guy or go on a date with this guy, but you love him knowing that he killed somebody? I mean, he's on death row for a reason. You know. But I will see about getting Mr. Feldman on our show and to promote his fight as he gets closer to. But as far as our own show tonight, I think the first subject that we should talk about is actually offer congratulations to porn star Anna Fox, who became the newest member of the Fleshlight family. For those who don't know what a Fleshlight is a device that looks like a flashlight, but the inside is made of this material that gives a sensation of an actual vagina. And Fleshlight has their own signature stars. They have Missy Stone, who is, at the time was the only woman of color that was on the Fleshlight, but they also have Tara Patrick and Lisa Ann and Asa Kara. Well, now Anna Fox joins the cast, and she is the second woman of color that has her own signature Fleshlight. I know there's another company that did that, and then they call an uncle Fleshlight. It's called like porn star Fleshlights, you know, like porn star replicas, right, where it's similar to the Fleshlight, but it's not actually the original Fleshlight. So big congratulations to Anna Fox on that honor. I see India has Mr. Drop. So right now, why don't we take a quick break? We're going to play a little Cardi B. Now, once again, congratulations to our Dollhouse's very own Jay White, who it looks like he was awarded another award for working with Cardi B. I mean, that album is a monster. Bodak Yellow still gets the crowd jumping. And now with I Like It, everybody is just living more and more with Cardi B. She is, I know Jay White and Cardi are working on their second album right now. Jay White was awarded a BMI award for Bodak Yellow, which is a very huge honor. So let's play that Cardi B. We haven't played in a while. No, we lately haven't been playing I Like It, but let's go to the original one that got it all started. Let's go back to the original. Let's Dollhouse Radio. We're going to play that Bodak Yellow. Dollhouse Radio, we'll be right back. Play.
Little bitch, you can can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't want to choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now on street, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss to a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club, just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them banks so much, I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a fuck about who in front of me. Drop two mixtapes in 6 months, what bitch working as hard as me? I don't bother with these hoes, don't let these hoes bother me. They see pictures, they say goals, bitch, I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe, I might just chill with your boo, I might just spill on your babe. My pussy feel like a lake, he wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay, I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent in the new whip. When it go fast as a horse, I got this trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street, know you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth, hope you hoes know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills, I ain't got no time to chill. Think these hoes be mad at me, they baby father run a bill. Say little bitch, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now on street, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss to a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. If you a pussy, you get popped. You a goofy, you a op. Don't you come around my way, you can't hang around my block. And I just check my accounts, turns out I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I put my hand above my hip, I bet you dipsy, dipsy, dip. I say, I get the money and go. This shit is hot like a stove. My pussy glitter is gold. So that little bitch say her roll. I just a rover, no rolls. I just came up in a rave. I need to fill up the tank. No, I need to fill up the safe. I need to let all these hoes know that none of them niggas is safe. I go to dinner and steak. Only the real can relate. I used to live in the peace. Now it's a crib with a gate. Rolly got charms, the life was a flex. Hard to let these bitches know. Just in case these hoes forgot. I just wanna check the mail. Another check on all. That's it, little bitch, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now on street, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss to a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. Bloody moves, bloody moves, bloody moves, bloody moves.
Alright, everybody, we are back. That was our boy Jay White with his Discovery Cardi B. Definitely go pick up Cardi B's album. It is still out there. I believe now it is at 2 million copies. You go to any club, and I don't know if there's any club in the world, and they're either playing Cardi B's Bodak Yellow or they're playing I Like It. You know, and or they're playing Moneybags. But they're playing something by Cardi B. And when it comes on, the crowd gets real hyped. But back to the show. And since I was just talking about congratulations to Anna Faux about the Fleshlight, I guess where reality show is coming in, reality star Safari, who is better known as Nicki Minaj's ex-boyfriend, has got a partnership with Doc Johnson, the company that makes sex toys, that he is going to have a mold of his penis available for sale in the upcoming months. Now, Safari is not the only person in "quote unquote" legitimate media that had this. I can't think of her name. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm having brain freeze right now. But there is another. Oh, Amber. Amber also has her own line coming out pretty soon. I forget who she has her line coming out to, but she. Amber Rose. Let me see. Yeah, she's having a vibrator come out for her. It's a collaboration with a company called Lilo. So she is certainly not, Safari is certainly not the first person that has some sort of mainstream to their name to have a sex toy in our industry. I think it's kind of weird, you know, that for everything that you have going on, that you are going to have a sex toy made, a replica made of your penis or your vagina. But I just guess that blurs, once again, when I say one more, that porn, to some sort of degree, is becoming much more accessible than what it used to be. The stigma around it is slowly fading away. I don't know why it's still there, but it's slowly fading away. So I just think that's amazing. But on to subjects that concern the industry. I don't know if anybody is aware, but this past week there was another work stoppage due to a possible positive test comeback. The Free Speech Coalition, the FFSC, issued the warning out on Sunday afternoon, which halted production until, it was supposed to halt production until Tuesday. Then it got pushed back one more day. And now that it has been lifted, so now production can go back to being resumed. I have been looking for information about exactly what happened. I do not believe that it was a confirmation of a positive test. I do not believe that. However, it was serious enough where the production hold had to last, and then the production hold was bested. There was no transmission on the past test, so it looks like it could have possibly been a fake positive. That's what it looks like. However, I know this is one of the risks that goes with this business that we have, and we have brought the subject up many times on our show about about the testing. But the bad part that came from all this is that it was discovered that the testing service that the adult industry uses, talent testing, had the results on Friday. Somehow, the results were not made public by the Free Speech Coalition until Sunday afternoon, when the actual memorandum went out that was the halt production. So here's the question: why did talent testing wait 18 to 24 hours before notifying anybody? The way I see this, and the way some people see it, is that, let's just say, for example, that it wasn't a false negative, it was actually a positive test. I think the Free Speech Coalition or talent testing, well, more talent testing than the Free Speech Coalition, but they will be liable for any kind of lawsuits, because now you know XYZ performer is positive. You didn't tell anybody, and you still let that performer perform. So what happens if that person gave HIV to somebody else when it could have been preventive? I couldn't imagine the lawsuits that would come for anything like that one. It just fans me, and I just don't understand. Free Speech Coalition has not offered an explanation about what happened. Talent Testing has not offered information about what happened. Why did it take 18 to 24 hours before anybody else knew this? But some people are going to have to answer those questions. You know, this is the industry standard of getting your test. Ordinarily, you get your test, and it should be anything less than a day. Anything more than a day is longer. But and don't get me wrong, talent testing does an amazing job. They do a wonderful job. But this is not the first major mecca. I know people themselves who have gone to get talent testing, and the blood test that was drawn were not sent out the next day or that day, and so the person had to come back and get redrawn. That's $165 in some areas alone. Out here in the New York City area, getting your results for from talent testing may cost you $255. Because you have to pay for the test, the withdrawal fee, and the shipping of the blood. That's a lot of money. Could you imagine paying $255? And then they said, oh, there was a problem on our end, but now you have to pay for it again? No. I'd be madder than hell. So I think some answers need to be answered. Some questions need to be answered as to what exactly happened with talent testing. But speaking of the unions, it was announced this week that cam model turning porn star Ginger Banks, that she has stepped down from her position as the AIPAC chair. Now, what AIPAC stands for is the Adult Performer Advocacy Committee. She was recently elected the chair for this. And after the incident came about between her and Jenny Blanks concerning Evil Angels, I believe that she decided, now I'm going to sit here and say that Ginger Banks decided to step down in the best interest, and I'm sure that came from tremendous pressure within AIPAC and from the adult communities, that because of the seriousness of the allegations, that it would probably not be in Ms. Banks' best interest to speak on behalf of the industry. And some people also were very upset that she was even named, because she, realistically speaking, Ginger Banks is not in the porn business. She hasn't been in here long enough. I mean, yes, she is a cam model, that she is. And yes, she has shot a lot of her own personal thing, but as far as being a porn star, the video that you did called Cam Girls, that was your first legitimate one. And I think some people felt a little salty that how this woman who just came in here is all of a sudden she has the ability to speak for all of us. So I think there was a tremendous pressure for her to step down. In the court, it says from the statement from AIPAC, is that the AIPAC recognizes the importance of supporting former members when they come forward with grievances, and wish to thank the community for their patience as we address member complaints in accordance with our bylaws. The board of directors will be appointing an interim chairperson from among the board members in advance with the AIPAC bylaws. The decision will be announced at the upcoming member meeting, which will be held on September 2nd. So I'm kind of curious as who then will be your chairperson. I know that recently porn star was named onto the AIPAC group. I believe that was Lotus Lane was named as the president. So it'd be kind of interesting as to who would become the next chairperson to bridge the gap between the union or the advocacy group and the actual adult entertainment talent. Okay, I see that India is still a no-go. I'm sorry, we're having some computer problems. We're having a slight little storm up here in the East Coast. I apologize. Sometimes when we have storms up in the East Coast where it's just nothing more than simple rain, sometimes our Blog Talk service gets kind of messed up. I don't know. Maybe it's, the Lord saying you guys need to be on a better service, or saying y'all don't need to do a show tonight. I don't know what it is. But we're having little problems here. But speaking about the union, speaking about the industry, I would like to give a RMP to transgender actress Carmen Moore, who passed away the other day at the age of 32. I never met Miss Moore, but I do understand that she had a lengthy career. She was very well loved. She was a nominee, AVN nominee for Transsexual Performer of the Year in 2008. I'm sorry, in 2014. But Miss Moore has been in business since 2008. She's done 34 original features. But from looking at some of the articles, she was seemingly well-liked. She was very well-respected, and it's just a shame that another porn performer has passed away. As it stands right now, I see nothing that says that she died of a suicide, a drug overdose. So hopefully it's something much different. But regardless of how she died, it's just another performer in our industry has passed away. So another RIP to Miss Carmen Moore. Still having technical problems. So with that, let's take a little musical break. We got a lot of music here on our player. I think I'm going to play. I need something popping. Oh, where is she at? And here it is. Well, okay. Well, with that being said, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs right now. I'm going to play this Toni Braxton. You can play that one as we still wait for Indy to come back. Since we are having some sort of technical difficulties, I may have to cut the show short tonight. I'm going to do my very best not to do that one. We're going to try to give you the full 2 hours. But as we work behind the scenes to get everything back, let's play a little song. Let's play Toni Braxton, As Long As I Live.
moon lover, oh yeah, moon lover, yeah. Future yeah, hit, yeah.
21.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm always high in the moon, then what's up with that? Yeah. Made a travel with the dropping balloons, man, what's up with that?
Oh yeah,
ain't never have a silver spoon, man, what's up with that?
What's up with
I used to feel like a goon, man, what's up with that?
What's up with that?
Every year I tell an angel on me, but to be prepared, the devil came for me,
came.
Blood diamonds in the field and ain't gold up.
Yeah.
I've been fired deep in rain, rover back to back.
I ain't never had shit, what's up with that?
Oh God.
I grew up sleeping on pallets, nigga, what's up with that? Fuck around, knock your man off, nigga, for talking back. Everybody hold their hand out, then they gon' top behind your back. Came from the real bottom, I'ma start. Nigga, I put red bottoms on my bras. Donald Trump might fuck around to park my cars. Standing for a walk through, I ain't got no time to bark. Zone 6, niggas like to get shit started. Instagram shooter, you ain't hit no target. I'm on real drugs, nigga, I got real problems. From the real trenches, nigga, I hit real models.
I'm always high in the moon, then what's up with that? Made a travel with the dope and balloons, man, what's up with that? Ain't never ever silver spoon, man, what's up with that? I used to feel like a goon, man, what's up with that?
What's up with
every
that?
Year I tell an angel on me, but to be prepared, the devil came for me. There's blood diamonds in the field and ain't gold up. I've been fired deep in rain, over and back to back. We get first downs yeah, on anything around the act. I'ma smoke this OG cushion to my fingertips.
Yeah.
I know I was when they choose, I can really look.
Yeah.
Kick them doors down at 4 a.m. and sleeping.
Yeah.
Put a few crosses out to fight away my demons.
Oh, yeah.
I was already sauce to any when I woke. Great poupon running down the love of
course.
Putting diamonds on my head to a tooth.
Yeah.
We got a penthouse, where we go?
Yeah.
Got a spot to the country just to toast.
Oh, yeah.
Put diamonds on the neck and round her toes.
Oh, yeah.
You really walking on diamonds.
What?
You call feelings, you can't hide it.
I'm always high in the moon, then what's up with that?
What's up? Made a travel with the dope and balloons.